Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Welcome, 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 all you angels, and blessings to you, and welcome to Angel Antics.
Gosh. Sorry about that, Eileen. It just wouldn't stop. The antics have begun. They've already started. The angels are flying around us, and you know what? I think it's going to be a crazy show because it's starting off really crazy. But we resonate with crazy, correct?
Yeah. Probably better than average. I hate to say normal because there's no such thing as normal. There's just kind of an average out there of crazy, right?
Normal is overrated. Yeah. Well, you know what? I did want to start off. I was guided to read this beautiful Abundance Creed. I don't know where I saw it, but it just came like about 2 minutes before the show. So here's the Abundance Creed. And you're asked to read it maybe twice a day. And sort of like contemplate, you know, when you're reading it. And it's nice to read it sometimes when you get up and sometimes before you go to bed. From the light of my Creator, that I am. From the love of my Creator, that I am. From the power of my Creator, that I am. From the heart of my Creator, that I am. I dwell in the midst of infinite abundance. The abundance of my Creator is my infinite source. The river of life never stops flowing. It flows through me into lavish expression. Good comes to me through unexpected avenues, and my Creator works in a myriad of ways to bless me. I now open my mind to receive my good. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing is too wonderful to have happen. With my Creator as my source, nothing amazes me. I am not burdened by thoughts of past or future. One is gone, and the other is yet to come. By the power of my belief, coupled with my purposeful, fearless actions, and my deep rapport with my Creator, my future is created, and my abundance is made manifest. I ask and accept that I am lifted in this and every moment into higher truth. My mind is quiet. From this day forward, I give freely and fearlessly into life, and life gives back to me with magnificent increase. Blessings come in unexpected and expected ways, and my Creator provides for me in wondrous ways. I am indeed grateful, and let it be so. Now, I'd ask each of you to please, for a second, focus on your heart region and just rest there for a moment and give thanks for all the good things that you do have in your life. And so it is. Thank you, Eileen.
And so mote it be.
Yes, so beautiful.
I have a question.
Actually,
are you starting to
go ahead?
I have a question. Are you starting to recover from all the energy of the moon last week? Woo! Boy, that was a wild ride.
You know what? I did have a wild ride myself. When I looked outside the night that we had, you know, the lunar eclipse, everything was surrounded by rainbow auras.
Oh, how cool.
And I found that, the angels were trying to connect, and those on the other side, I was trying to put a message out to Facebook from the archangels, and Whitney Houston kept coming in, and she was, right in the middle of the message. So the energies were kind of funky. They were, blended together, you know? And some people acted strange, and for me personally, I was connecting with a lot of magic, and I seem to have been getting a stronger connection from the other side. And it was just, like I said, it was a little the wires were a little crossed. But I think that, you know, everything is going good. How about you, Eileen?
I think with what you're saying, I was totally, connecting with it. As you said, it was magical. You thought your wires was being crossed. I felt more like the veil was very, very thin. And I really felt like I actually took quite a bit of time and did a few meditations this weekend. And I just really felt that I was able to connect well. I was receiving messages. I seemed to be seeing, like you said, you were seeing rainbow-colored orbs and things like that. And in the daylight, I keep seeing orbs flying in front of my eyes. And what I mean by the veil was thinner, I actually have been seeing, you know, like I see something move across, but then when you look at it straight on, it's not there. And it's like, I know,
yeah.
I saw it. It's not my imagination. And so I think that's
right.
why I'm saying for me, it was more of an experience that the veil was very thin and I was seeing through.
Yes.
Yeah. It's quite unique.
What I saw
was
like,
but I
still
pretty
clearly was auras. Yeah, it did. It was magnificent. I mean, I looked outside and there was auras like just surrounding everything. And they were rainbow auras.
Yeah.
They weren't just like regular auras where I would normally see like one color. This was like a rainbow aura around everything I looked at that night
that
we had that lunar eclipse. So that was kind
fantastic.
It was just like magnificent energy, and it was just like vibrating and pulsating. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Totally
well, right
cool.
in the midst of all that, we actually had I live here in the Bay Area, California. I live in Sonoma, just north of San Francisco. And about 12 miles from the office was the center of a 3.7 earthquake on, I think it was it Thursday or Friday afternoon? But it was like right in the midst of all that energy. And I'm thinking, maybe that was a precursor, but we haven't really had any bigger ones yet, you know, since that we've been able to feel. But it was kind of fun to feel that little bump and, you know, the copy machine at work. It actually moved, like, you know, not far, about a quarter of an inch, because it was more of a bump rather than a rattle, rattle, rattle.
Yeah.
I have experienced a lot of earthquakes. I've lived in California since I was a small child. And sometimes they rattle. And sometimes they bump. And this was a bump. And it was kind of unique.
Beautiful. Well, you know what, Eileen? We do have a list of callers, and it looks like Christmas lights here. So I want to jump on the phone lines and start taking them.
All right.
Okay.
Here
we go.
First, we'll have to get to one question per client, and we'll just have to give them a quick answer. We'll try to get through as many guests as we can today.
Definitely. Okay. Okay. Hello, area code 918. You're the first caller this evening on Angel Antics. Good evening. Can we have your name?
Hello, this is Karen.
918. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing great as well. You have a question for us?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just wondering. I had the weirdest week, and I'm just thinking my angels must be happy because they apparently seem to have protected me from some bad luck and evil influence or something like that. I had all kinds of weird things happen on Monday, and I'm just wondering if Lenny has something to say about it.
All right. Well, we already kind of covered that odd energy going around, and like we said last week, it was going to be last. It was not something that was just going to be an event, but it was going to last, you know, for a few weeks. It was not just a single event. So just be aware that there is some of those energies still populating around. But what they'd like to tell you right now is you need to be assertive when you know things are right.
Yes.
And sometimes you need to take a time out.
Okay.
So basically, sometimes things will build up and they make you exhausted. And rather than that, you be assertive, you make your statement, And then you take a time out. You step away. And you just allow it to be. That's kind of the part about allowing, is by not sticking around and pushing things. But right now, it is time for you to actually take that step back and just take care of yourself for a while. It's just what you need to do. As you do that, though, you'll align yourself better. And what I see after that, and something that's really more in the near future, is that your leadership is going to be needed. And so that's probably why they're telling you take a little time out now. Because your support's going to be needed. It's going to be unexpected, but you're going to be asked to step forward and really, really help. And in order to do that, you have to be ready for that. And that's why they're telling you to take a little time out right now. These will be some healing challenges, actually, is what I'm hearing. Because you too, I know, are, and I know you work with these energies and stuff, Karen, but you are also a healer. And so this is going to be where you're going to be asked to come forward and utilize whatever healing modalities it is that you've learned in the past, and you're going to be asked to come forward and help heal them. You might even actually get paid for this, but at first, you're going to step in more over as a leadership, perspective. So, I can think of many examples of ways that'll work. You know, a lot of hospices are really reaching out and having healers come in, whether it be Reiki or, different types of massages and like that. And so, it might be a fruit of labor where you volunteer at first, but then it might prove to be that they need an administrator and they like the way you lead or your leadership skills and may ask you to step into that position. But be prepared for any possible changes because it is going to be important that you put yourself out there and at the same breath, protecting the fruits of your own labor. I'm seeing that there is a loved one that's gone before you that wants you to know that they are fine. They are happy. Let me get a feel for.
Where do I live?
No, for male or female. I'm not really able to tell. Maybe DC will, because I feel that there is a loved one there that wants you to know that they love you very much. They don't want you to worry about them. I don't know if you've had somebody pass fairly recently or not. I'm not actually going to feel if it's a male or a female. I seem to feel like I want to say it's a male, but another side of me says, nah, maybe female. So,
we had an aunt who passed on about several months ago. And I'm not sure if I heard from her or not.
She just wants you to know that she loves you and that she's, she doesn't want you to worry about her passing, that she's very happy where she's at, she's settled, and she's very comfortable. But she just wants you to know that she loves you. And that's the last of the messages I have.
Okay.
DC, what do you have for Karen?
Okay, Karen. Hi, this is DC. What I'm getting from Lenny, he's telling you, hi, sweetheart. The miracle is the more that we share, the more that we have. Okay?
I love you, Lenny.
Share your beautiful. He loves you too, honey, and he wants you to share your beautiful talent and, your beautiful heart with everyone. You are an earth angel, and you are here to shine your light. Okay? And he's saying, Karen, he's saying you're safe. There's something in you that's making you, a little bit hesitant, and he's saying there's nothing to fear. And as we know, the word fear itself is false evidence appearing real. So he's just letting you know that it's only ego is the only thing that's trying to hold you back. Sort of, not letting you be that beautiful, beautiful earth angel that you truly are. And he's telling you, deep, sounds like that you're capable of moving forward, and you know that you have so much support. You have Lenny, and you have your whole divine team with you, and you do have, you know, your loved ones on the other side. And, of course, every time I talk to you, who's standing next to you, Karen, but Archangel Michael? Okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, my beloved friend, you are safe. Please trust. There is nothing to fear. And just, you know, just try to, like look when you're afraid and stuff. Because when you, you know, go into that space of fear, I immediately see this big, beautiful blue light surround you. Okay? And that's Archangel Michael saying, you're safe. You know? So please know that Lenny is with you. And like I said, the rest of your team is with you. And I did see a woman, and I believe it's your aunt. I heard family tree. And I'm seeing butterflies. Have you been noticing butterflies lately?
Yes, quite a few of them. And I have a feeling that they've been sent by my angels, Lenny and Ellie, that they are reminding me that they're
Lenny
around.
They did send some of them, but a couple of those big, beautiful ones are from your aunt as well. And she wants you to try something new. And she's saying, Karen, I'm with you. Don't be afraid. So your message tonight, the biggest message is do not be afraid. Okay? Step out of that comfort zone. Try something new. And Lenny, Ellie, your aunt, they're all going to be there. They're saying, this is your time. You know, you're supposed to live your life. It's not a dress rehearsal. Get out there and have fun. Okay?
Okay.
So that's your message for the evening, Karen. I hope that makes sense to you, okay?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, and bless you guys.
God bless you, honey. Light and love, and stay in touch with us. Angel blessings,
I sure
hon.
Will. Bye.
Thank you, Karen.
Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Okay, we're gonna go to the next call here. Okay. Area code 708, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC, it's Cindy.
Oh, hi, Cindy. How have you been?
I've been good. How are you?
Awesome. It's great to hear from you. Do you have a question for us this evening, Cindy?
Pardon me?
Do you have a question?
I'm just wondering if there's any update on my situation with my twin flame.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay. Eileen, are you still with us?
Yeah. Let's see what I can share with her. What I have for you is that there is a transformation taking place and that you really need to take risks and face any fears of your past that might be holding back something. And it's kind of about breaking out of your old patterns and your old conventions. And so just because you've always done something in the past and you think it's working, that doesn't mean that you need to continue doing it in the future. Because if we don't change things, then nothing changes. And so they're telling me that you need to try something new. Change up your habits. Change up your practices. Reach out in a few new directions. Find yourself, like, rising up, like, out of the ashes, like a phoenix, into a new growth and new beginnings, and just really cultivate those fires within you and create that which will carry your own power into renewal. And that fire will absolutely maintain life. But be careful, because it absolutely can also destroy it. You have to be careful with this light that you're going to create, with this energy, with this newfound pattern. So
okay.
Watch yourself. Be careful as you create. But know that that fire also can purify and transform, and it can annihilate. So it goes back and forth. So it's basically, it's telling you to do this, but do it with caution. Allow the pure white light within you to drive you, and don't take risks with, you know, letting the monkey mind tell us what to do. You know, don't take risks in those ways, but really ask your divine self the next step. But you really need to shake things up. You know, you just stay in the status quo. Things are not going to change. And so just know that every time you change an old habit, even if it's picking a different breakfast food, it actually helps you to begin and step out of any limiting and defining spaces that you have placed yourself. And we do these things not consciously. We kind of do them subconsciously, thinking they're the best choice for us. But with that said, that's ourselves making that choice, which is the monkey mind making that choice, and not allowing, you know, that's always just a shining word is allowing, because we know we can't force anything. When we do, it's part of our own demise. And so, you know that you can take all this energy and balance it out. If that fire is burning too bright, let it smolder a little. If that fire is smoldering, blow some wind into it. Blow a little energy into it and bring it back up and find that fine balance in the fire that's within you. And that's the message I have for you, Cindy.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hi, Cindy. This is DC.
Hi.
I agree with what Eileen said, honey, because I'm getting, you know, I'm getting, like, I'm feeling what she was feeling, and you've got to change it up a little bit. And I'm also feeling that you're holding on to something, honey, that you've got to let go of, okay?
Like what?
Something within you specifically, okay? You're holding on to something that you really have to let go of, okay? You've got to know that you are worthy of love, okay? And there's something holding you back. And this is the time, you know, that you're going to have this beautiful relationship, but you've got to be ready for it. And I just feel like, you know, there are going to be a couple little challenges because you have a little bit of insecurity within is what I'm getting, okay? So
mm-hmm.
It's sort of you sort of have it on the stop button. You're not moving this forward as fast as you'd like, okay?
Okay.
So the angels want you to just, you know, to realize that you chose this journey before you got here, and, you know, let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to. If you're not sure, ask the angels to come to you, maybe even during your dream state, okay?
Okay.
And I'm sort of getting, like, in fact, because you've been with this person in a past lifetime, I'm getting that, like, specifically they may be karmic challenges, okay? And there's a little bit of fear there, okay? But the angels are with you to help you, like, to increase your confidence, to help you to stay positive, okay? And I'm sort of getting, you know, it's, you know, externally, like, this beautiful relationship you're waiting for, you know, and this beautiful person is sort of mirroring something within. It's like this internal challenge. It's an internal pattern, and patterns, of course, they do repeat themselves until we really, like, acknowledge them, and then we clear them, Cindy, okay?
Okay.
So, in other words, you've got to deal with the internal, and then you're going to see the external takes care of itself. So you've just got to really, like, be calm, clear your mind, and there may be something that you haven't, like I said, admitted to yourself. I don't know if you've tried any automatic writing. Have you tried that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that involves just having a piece, like a notebook piece of paper, and I prefer a pencil to a pen, and just calmly and clearly, like, take a couple breaths, relax, and just start writing. don't stop to see what you're writing. You know, get through with it, and you can go back and you can look and see. That does help a lot, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to be honest with yourself. You've got to feel your feelings, like, fully. And the big thing is don't worry, okay?
Okay.
Because when we feel what we're feeling within, it means we're moving on and we're clearing, okay? This is a time to release. And when you release, sweetheart, you take back your power. We're going to find the lessons and we're going to find the blessings. And then we're going to use them and we're going to move forward, okay?
Okay.
So Ginger's with you. She wants you to face your fears, look them in the face, and she's going to be there standing beside you, okay? And she's saying you've got the power, you have the courage and the willpower. She'll stand beside you, and she's going to help you to reclaim your power and your happiness, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to go within. And on another note, like money and love, they seem to, like, intertwine. I do see money coming your way.
Okay.
Okay. So that itself is coming, you know, your way. I don't know if you've been thinking about any kind of spiritual education of any kind, but I do see you, like, going further. Okay, so I don't know. Have you thought about anything like that, Cindy?
I have, but I wouldn't know. I'm real indecisive about that. I'm not sure what direction to go.
Okay, so just, you know what, connect with your joy. What is it that, you know, if you had free time, what would you do? How would you spend that free time? That's where you can start, okay?
Okay.
And when you connect
with your joy, see money
everything
come
else.
Is that, does that mean like
yeah,
a settlement
money,
of some kind?
The angels
like
are just saying that the money that
settlement?
You're needing, you know, you're going to asking for money, it's coming, okay?
Okay, all right.
And you're worrying and you're stressing in several areas of your life, okay? And you've got to get rid of that, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so you've just got to, you know, let go, let God, and try the automatic writing. You may be surprised, okay?
Okay.
And just let us know how things are going. They will turn around for you, honey, okay?
Do you see that he's fully awakened yet?
Cindy, we have like about 10 more callers. I can't do like any more, just like one question each, honey.
Okay.
Well, and I also I don't read for other people that aren't calling in.
Yes.
So I don't invite myself. I don't tap into someone else's energy unless they've asked me to. And allowed me to enter their energy field. So I wouldn't be able to answer that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, light and love, Cindy. In there. Take
Angel
care.
Angel blessings.
Good evening. Angel blessings. Okay. All right, Eileen, we're going to continue onward. Let me see
Alrighty.
Here. Okay, here we go. Area code 570, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you.
Do you have a,
question
for us?
I was just wondering what one or both of you are picking up for me, if you have any messages for me.
All right,
okay,
fantastic.
Beautiful.
Let's see what your family of gatherers want you to know.
Okay.
There's actually some information that could really help you, but it's not going to be easy to hear.
Okay.
And so there may be someone that is going to be speaking their truth to you, and they're going to try to be as kind as possible, but it's just information that they feel you need to have. So be aware that someone is going to come around and have tell you something.
Okay.
Take the time to carefully review it, and you will come out in the end by, you know, what we want to say, winning. You'll win in the end. You will be fair and objective in your decision making, and everything will come out
you'll have justice in the end of this.
Okay.
I don't know if it's actually legal, you know, if it's a legal matter or if it's a little more personal. I'm thinking it might be some kind of legal matter of some sort. But do make sure that you do your research before proceeding. Make sure that you're fully aware, fully educated, do your research, find out as much about the information that you can before you work out, you know, before you work out that final decision or final, you know, resolution. Make sure that you, you know, collect as much information as you possibly can because it's going to be very important to you to do that.
Okay.
I also have, let me see here. You're going to actually have to gather some of your own inner self to really make things happen. So although it's going to feel like chaos, trust your heart.
Okay.
And it'll all work out the best. All right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
But it'll feel very chaotic. So just know out of that will arise all the illumination that you need and so on and so forth. In the end, you may have to sweep away a little bit of the debris. So
okay.
Don't let that slow you down because the growth is actually going to be very rapid after that.
Okay.
So it sounds like, to me, it sounds like whatever the situation is, you're going to work through it and then you're going to come out and things are going to be moving ahead rather quickly for you after that in a positive direction. And that's
okay.
The message that your angels want you to know tonight.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. DC, what do you have for?
Yes, Brenda. The first thing that I'm getting is, you know, changing the world is going to be easier after one has learned to change oneself. So you're asked to really be the change that you want to see, you know, in the world and around you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have your mother coming in, and she's saying, Brenda, let it go.
Okay.
There have been things that you feel maybe that were left undone, some things that didn't go as you hoped, but she's saying, you know, she's there, she's supporting you. Everything is in divine perfect order, okay?
Okay.
And if there's any negativity that you're holding on to, please let it go.
Okay.
So she wants to help you with that. And she's saying, you know, please, you know, leave the past in the past. It's there for a reason. You know, surrender, you know, what might have been. And know that everything right now is as it should be, okay?
Okay.
And it's
okay.
Sort of like she's saying, you know, yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda, let it go, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I'm getting, you know, just let it go, and then you're going to be able to make peace with whatever you're holding on to. You're going to go forward, and you're going to see how beautiful it is, okay? It's sort of like
okay.
You're not seeing the entire picture of what's going on. You're only seeing, like, a little bit of it, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting that there's to be some kind of beautiful work for you, and you know you're going to get a gift for the beautiful work that you do. Okay, you're an amazing, beautiful woman, and the angels are saying, you know, take pride in what you do, and people really recognize, you know, how amazing you are when you do the work that you do. Okay, and I'm also seeing like pennies, and there's going to be like maybe like money coming your way. And I'm getting, like, there's going to be, like, a job coming your way, okay?
Okay.
And Brenda, the angels are saying, you have the ability to manifest dreams, and you are an extremely powerful manifester, okay?
Okay.
So they're saying, you know, keep your eyes open because you soon may come in contact with someone that's going to open doors for you, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, Mom, tell that lady. She's saying, Mom, tell that lady, pennies from heaven is just like, it's just, you know, like a sign that I get. She's saying, but it's not chump change that this lady's getting. Let her know. So she's saying, Brenda, you're going to get, like, it's big money coming your way. It's not like pennies exactly. It's not pennies. I see, like, you know, a large amount of money. Okay?
Oh, nice.
You'll have money to do, you know, what you've been wanting. But Archangel Michael is coming in, and he's agreeing with your mom, honey, you've got to release
okay.
the past, okay?
Right.
And, you know, Once you release it, you're going to grow, and then you're going to let everything heal, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So if there's anyone to forgive, please forgive them and forgive yourself for what you feel you have done or not done. And your angels will help you to see why this situation really occurred in your life, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to become, like, you know, much stronger because of the situation that you went through. And I'm getting, like, I feel like a little bit of, like, heartache with this. Please allow the angels to come in and really help you with this, Brenda, and let it go, okay?
Okay.
You're very intuitive. Have a little patience. Listen to your intuitions. I don't know if you keep a dream journal, but at this time you're getting some really significant dreams, and you're very intuitive. Please write them down. You know, before you get out of bed, whatever you remember, because you're getting a lot of information that'll help you. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, Brenda, you're going to have long-term happiness. You truly deserve it. You're an amazing woman. There's a lot of happy times ahead of you. Ginger's saying, tell Brenda, look up in the sky, Brenda, tonight, and the biggest star that you see, that's your star, make a wish, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much,
Stacey. All is well, girlfriend. All is well. You've just got to keep, you know, keep on keeping on and just go forward. Honor your beautiful light. You have amazing, amazing light. You're almost, you, like, when I heard your name, Brenda, I saw a lighthouse, honey, okay? You are the beacon of light, okay? Please allow that light to be bright and beautiful like you. Let it shine for others. When this light shines, you know, it's showing that Brenda has all these beautiful gifts, her passions, her loves, her talents, and you help others to do the same, Brenda, okay?
Okay.
So the angels are saying, Brenda, you know, this is your time. You are a light worker, and they want you to, you know, stop making excuses and, you know, get on that beautiful path that you're supposed to be on. And that's what I have for you. I hope it helped.
Well, it did. Thank you very much.
Many
blessings.
So just, you know, get on that path. Angel blessings, honey. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice evening.
Good night. You too.
Thank you,
good
Brenda.
Night.
Take care
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay. We're going to skip to the next caller because, wow, we still have a long line.
All right.
Okay. Area code 914, you're live with Angel Antics. Hello, can we have your name?
Hi, my name is Lena. I'm a godmother.
Hello, Lena. Very nice to talk to you. Eileen, this is Kat's mom, Lena.
Yes, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, I want to say a message from my husband.
Okay.
I didn't hear her, DC. What'd she say?
Message
she
from my husband.
She wanted to know if there are any messages from her husband.
Right.
Oh, right. Well, do you want to go first, DC? You're the best at others. I have a plane going over.
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what?
Yes.
Plane went overhead because,
yes.
You know what? Lena, your husband is trying to make you laugh, okay? He just wants you to think about all the good times that you guys had together. Think about,
yes.
You know, all the, there, you know, some times that you laughed. And he wants you to think of him, and he wants you to smile. Okay, Lena?
Right.
So
right.
He's with you. He's with you, he's with Kat, he loves you all, and he sort of feels like, you know, he knows everything that's been going on, and he feels like you've been sort of like stuck in a rut for a while, okay, and he wants you to do something different. You and Kat, you know, get out of the house and just do something. He's saying, come on, Lena, you know, he wants you and Kat to get out of the house and do something, you know, maybe go for a nice dinner, something that you haven't done in a while, and he's going to be there with you, okay?
Yeah, thank you. You're right.
So he loves you, and he's just saying, you've been doing so much lately, and he just, you know, he can't thank you enough, okay? But he does want you to, you know he loves you, and he's sending flowers to you and your daughter. I see beautiful flowers, Lena, for the two of you, okay?
Thank you.
And
thank
he's
you.
Really proud of your daughter. He's really proud of
yes.
you. He's just saying he couldn't be prouder. And I sort of feel like when you're in the kitchen and you're making dinner, I feel that you feel his presence, Lena.
Yeah.
He loves the way you cook. He loves the way you cook, and he when he smells it, he, oh my gosh.
Excuse me. I never.
He's just
before.
No. He's
now
yeah.
Lately, I feel it, the back of my leg. I feel it tickling.
Yeah. Well, he wants you to take a break and get out and have a nice meal. He's just handing you this beautiful rose. He's kissing you on the cheek, and he has a handful of poppies for your daughter. Okay. And now I see like he's putting these yellow tulips. Like, I see them in, like, your dining room. I'm seeing them in the living room. He's putting these yellow tulips all around. Okay?
Right.
So he wants the two of you to get out of the house, do something together, and really, really, you know, think of him when you're out there having fun. Okay? So please, you
Thanks.
Know that you're never alone. He's saying that you're never alone. I'm always there with you. Okay? I don't know. You've
yes.
you've been thinking about too many things, and he's saying you don't feel his presence. Okay? So he wants you to
yes.
make sure that you relax a little bit more. Lena, I could feel the tension in your body. He's saying she's got so much tension in her body. Okay?
Yeah.
He wants you to let go of everything and just, you know, get out with your daughter and do something for the both of you. You've got to just, he's saying, you know, let go of everything, you know, and he wants you to have some fun. Okay?
Yeah.
And he's just, I'm watching over you, and all you have to do is think of me, and he's right there with you, honey, okay?
Yes.
You've been
Thank
through
you.
A lot, and he's just saying now is the time to really, you know, to relax and just have some fun, okay? Everything is in perfect
Thank
order. I don't know if you – he's showing me, like, sea salt, like a salt. I don't know if you, like take a salt bath, or maybe you could put, like, a pan with some sea salt in it or, you know, the Epsom salt. And it's really going to help you with the aches and pains that you have, Lena. Okay? Okay. And he's trying to tell you, Lena, no man is an island. You're trying to do so much yourself. Okay?
I know.
And he's saying, from the bottom of my heart, honey, I love you so much, and I wish I were there with you. But I'm still with you, even though you can't see me physically. I'm still with you, and
right.
I love the two of you, dearly. Okay, and I'm
thank
going to turn you over to Eileen, Lena. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eileen?
Hi.
Hi, Eileen, are you with us?
Yes. Oh, yes, I am. I'm sorry, I had muted it when that plane went over because it was so loud.
oh, okay.
Lena, I want to tell you it's my pleasure and my honor to read for you today.
Thank you.
I have for you is listen to your heart and know that it's just time for you to take care of yourself. You have spent so much time taking care of others that now it's time for you to be in, say, the summer of your own life. And nurture yourself and let the warmth of summer, you know, reminisce on your body and yourself and, you know, just kind of relax into, summer is a relaxing time. And I'm hearing you to relax into this next stages of your life. You've been wanting something a little more meaningful lately. You've been desiring it. And realize that it really is time to move on in certain ways and choose some things that you feel would make you happy. Whether it's, I'm seeing someone making flower arrangements. I don't know if that's something you do or if it's something you'd like to do. But I see your hands working with flowers and, you know, fluffing them up and making arrangements and making things look, you know, lovely and pretty and nice. But I really do see that you need to start making some plans for your future and feel very secure in that it really is all right for you to make those steps forward. If not, then you're not living and you are still living and you are still alive. And our loved ones are not very far because They live in your heart always and forever. They were there when you arrived, and they will be there long, you know, eons to come. And so know that that person may physically not be with you, but that love is always shared. It is always with you. It is never far away. It is only a thought from your heart, which sends that thought to your mind. Your heart skips that beat, and your mind remembers that shared love that you had. And so know that that is always with you, and allow it to bring you profound strength and power within you. You have your roots down and are very deep, and be prepared, because it is still time for new growth and for you to go deeper and deeper. Try to find yourself in places, streams, rivers, oceans, mountains, valleys, you know, get yourself out. Get out to where nature is really strong and stable. And know that that is part of who you are. You are the support and that stable person for your loved ones. Even though you're not always sure about yourself, you actually are that strength. And it does, even to this day, continue to grow in you. But know that you don't need to rush. This is just a forward process of slow movement, and allow the seeds to really bring the abundance to the, you know, forth in your future. And know that nurturing new beginnings, even now, will help you create that second part, you know, the second stage. We go through stages in our lives, and we change them quite often, really. And you are actually very protected. Your security and your protection is all around you, and you are safe to move forward a little bit in your life. So look for creating some new things. Maybe even take a few little risks. Walk barefoot on the earth. It would be very good for you to sink your feet into the earth. Go out and stand on the grass in the yard or something, and really ground yourself. And that's the message I have for you today.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Angel blessing.
Angel blessing. Angel blessing.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
All right.
Okay, Eileen, we're down. We're down to 12 minutes.
So
we're
just. Okay.
Oh, I can't hear you, Eileen.
We're down to 12 minutes. I heard you.
Okay, so we're down to 12 minutes. We still have some callers. We're going to try to be a little bit faster right now to try to give everybody a little something. Okay?
All right. Fantastic.
Okay, area code 347. Hi, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. This is Tanika.
Hi, Tamika.
Thank you.
Hi. Yes, I have a question. I wanted to know if you guys see any sort of reconnection and any kind of future with me and someone named Mark. He is someone that I knew in high school that contacted me, and we actually were in love. We fell in love in high school. He was my first, and we lost touch. He had children, went off, started a life. Then he contacted me in June, told me that I was the one that got away. We were trying to make it work. He lives in Florida. I live in New York. I went to see him twice. It was good, but we
all right,
arguing.
Now we only have a few minutes, Tamika, so I'm going to jump in. I think we got a clear picture, because I got an answer for you here, and that is take some risks. It is time for you to transform some things in your life, so face any fears that you have about this situation, and break out of that old pattern of being conventional. And let things happen. See how they produce. Just because you haven't broken out of the norm in the past, you kind of stayed pretty steady Eddie, just know that, you know, to continue to do that is slow growth. And right now they're saying try something new. Change things up. Change your routines, change your habits. Reach out in new directions. Just, you know, do something new. Jump out there and recreate yourself.
You know, when, even if it's just when you first waken in the morning, focus on what it is you want to emerge. And imagine that as you are breathing in the light and love of the world and the morning sun, you know, breathe all that in and set your intention for what you want. Be the fire and create what you want. Know that it is time for you to do that. You are a creator. And you carry the power of renewal. So carry that power and bring it forward in your life. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that helps.
Well, he was rude to me, and we argued a third time this week, so rude to the point where I blocked him in my phone. So I just didn't know if it was completely over or he has no potential. So.
Okay, Tanika, this is DC. What I'm getting is this is not a good time to even, like, consider being in a relationship. There's a couple things that you've got to work through, okay? So just, you know, you've got to do a little bit of work on yourself. Know that you are worthy of the love that you're looking for, hon. And I'm getting, you know, I don't know if you like, you know, music, but music will help you to really, you know, get into sync with love and really manifest what you're wanting, okay? Ask the angels to come in because you need a little bit of divine guidance. They'll be with you. This is a time just to have a little patience and I'm getting, you know, soon you're going to see that it's going to be the time to connect with what you're, you know, looking for in regard to love. I'm getting very soon. But before you can do that, you've got to work a little bit on you, hon. And open communication is always the key to a great relationship. You need a little bit more balance between your physical life and your spiritual life. You know, have a little bit more fun. And you're going to see that love is going to come your way, hon, okay? So right now, like, I don't see, like, it wouldn't be good if you connected with anyone right now. You've got to do a little work on you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have, honey. God bless you. Stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, honey. Everything's going to work out. Just love yourself. Look in the mirror in the morning and tell yourself how much you love yourself. And how worthy of love you are, because you truly are lovable, and you deserve this beautiful love, honey, okay? Angel blessings, Tanika.
Thank you.
Light and love.
Thank you. Yeah.
Angel
Thank
blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome,
hey,
sweetie.
We're down to 7 minutes. We're down
All
to
right.
7 minutes, and we might have Tanika, we're just going to leave your line open, honey. The angels don't want me to close it on you, okay? So hang in there.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, area code 718, you're live with Angel Antics. We have Eileen, DC, and we have Tanika. How can we help you?
Hi, DC. Hi, ladies. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Keisha, hi.
Hi. I just
have a question.
Yeah, I just have a quick question.
Okay.
So I'm currently working, but I'm working as a temp, right? And it's with the company I want to work with, but I'm not sure. It's not the necessarily right position for me. I guess I'm overqualified. So I'm just wondering, so say if another job calls me, I'm just wondering, should I, like, still look for other jobs or just look for jobs with this company? You know what I'm kind of thinking?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see what you guys get about that, or if would it be something, because the company has different locations. So I'm just wondering if it's going to be with this company, or should I keep looking, or just wait it out?
Right.
Okay.
Let me see what I get.
Well, Eileen, I'm just going to start off and tell her really fast that, Tanika, the first thing that you've got to realize is around you right now there's some karma going on. So just be careful of that. And you've got to take your focus off of money, hon, and you've got to watch the emotions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little
mm-hmm.
security when you think about money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to direct it in a more positive way. Think about what you want and don't focus on what you don't want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just getting you're a money magnet, so you're worried, you know, you're worrying for nothing. Is what I'm getting, okay?
Mm-hmm. What
so
are you,
just,
what does
you know,
the karma
make sure you know what
mean?
You want.
What does that
okay,
mean?
And I'm going to, well, karma, it's like the crap's going on around you. It's not your crap, you know, it's just things that are going on, and it's sort of like a rainstorm. You don't take it personally. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Don't take the shitstorm personally. Ginger's coming, that's a shitstorm. just said, okay, you know what, you're whatever you're wanting, you're going to have a girlfriend. Chillax. Yeah, Ginger's saying chillax a little bit. Chill out, relax. And she's turning you over to Auntie Eileen. Okay, Auntie Eileen.
Thank you.
Oh, well, that was one way of not being, just being blunt about it. Thank you, DC. What I've got is
well, that was
right now
Ginger,
it's
honey.
For you to, is what? Yeah.
That was
right
Ginger.
Now,
that wasn't me.
Right now, I'm finding that it is time for you to wipe your slate clean and time to release anything there that isn't serving you. So if it's the if this isn't the right position for you, I'm hearing, you know, let it go, no matter what's happened, you know, there in the past or whatever. But know that it's time for you to head new directions and that it is time, you know, it is a cycle and it is time for you to look in every direction and decide which way you really want to go. Because this great cycle of life, you're at the beginning of a new cycle, and you need to plant the seed and birth it and make it move forward in a new beginning. So just know that it's time for you to create and not wait for something to show up. If you wait, then you're not going to be empowered. Others are going to control the situation, and that's not going to be a happy place for you. So sail the new waters and face your fear and allow yourself to stretch into new directions, because right now it's a wonderful opportunity, and you will be born into a new situation and a new life. So stand still and stay still, or breathe yourself into a new future. So close your eyes, feel the energy, and reach out for what direction you want to go. And that's the message I have for you.
Wow, that can be so many things. But okay, I'll do some soul searching and think about that, because I'm also doing my own business, so that can mean that as well. So
So breathe into it, do some meditations, and that when I hear breathe into it, that means do some meditations and really, you know, go deep into yourself and see what it is you really want. What's going to make your heart happy?
And
that's really the bottom line, is seeing what makes your heart happy. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you, girl, for taking my call.
Honey, you're going to be, you have luck.
I will let you go.
What was that, Eileen? Yes, and honey, you have four leaf clovers all around you. There's so much luck around you, so don't worry.
Well, I'll play the lottery then. Thank you.
Sounds awesome. Take care now.
All right. Thanks.
Angel
so
blessing. Well, Eileen, that was kind of crazy. It was magnificent. But that was Ginger. When Ginger comes in, you notice how the verbiage changes?
Yep.
Eileen? It's definitely not DC talking. But she's showing me you, honey, and you're standing out in the moonlight, and she's saying she wants you to get out in that moonlight and do like one of your... I don't know. She's saying, like, what is it that you do out there? Because she's showing me that you're out in the moonlight and you're just looking up at the moon and you're chanting something, Eileen, and it's magnificent.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ginger is saying, get out there in the moonlight. She's saying, oh, my gosh, and you've got the power, you know, and she's saying you've got so much ancient wisdom within you and you have the power to change your circumstances. And she's saying you've got to recognize all the good that you have in you, Eileen, and you have all the ancient wisdom of your family. So she's saying get out there, girlfriend, and do, you know, do like a meditation or whatever it is you do under the moonlight.
Right. Well, I will tell you, you know what I did last night is I signed up for a class in September. I've been taking some different shaman classes. And this one is on tracking, which I've always been a tracker. I know I'm a tracker. I've done it. That's one of my better things. And so, you know, once in a while I connect with a loved one, but you do that better than I do, DC. That's just not my forte, my area. It's just not the energy that comes for me only on occasion. But tracking has always been something I've done, and so I'm going to try to hone my skills a little better because I know that I've been doing a lot of studying and they can be taught better. So a lot of tracking is outdone under the moonlight. So there we go. I'll do some meditations on that.
Well, Ginger is kind of, yeah, she's right on target with different things. So it's really beautiful. And I want to thank you again for another awesome evening. We have like 18 seconds left.
All right. Well, thank you. I love you, and I love all of our callers, and I'm thrilled that they all called in, and I hope that the messages they receive will help them in their own thoughts and seeking their own answers, and that by us drawing in that energy, that it helps their loved ones surround them so that they can get their own messages to help themselves move forward each day, each step, and just for today. I love you all.
I love you all, too. And the callers that didn't get a reading today, I did take down their number. So if they call in next week, we will take them first. Light and love, Eileen.
Take them first. Light and love.
Yes.
Angel blessings. Good night.
Angel blessings. Good night.